Now time for us setting the bar story. Kelly, which is?
This is an example of what not to do. Sure. Or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without committing a crime when you have such a unique name like Looney Tune, you're doing okay.
I mean, you know, you should probably not commit a crime. But especially if your name's Looney Tune?
Okay,
somebody named their kid Looney Tune?
Yeah, so there may be some people listening who don't get the reference. Looney Tune was like the Bugs Bunny, the Daffy Duck, that
cartoons.
Sort of cartoons. Yeah, and they were called Looney Tunes, the Porky Pig, all that. So police in Oregon, this guy's 42. His full legal name is apparently Looney John Franklin Tune. And he got into a high-speed police chase.
Oh, no.
He was even shooting at cops. Luckily, no one was hit or anything like that.
Not good at all.
But listen to the news as they're trying to, like, work through his... This story from KATU ABC 2.
Police still searching for the driver accused of firing shots at officers during a pursuit this morning. The man's name is Looney Tune.
The man's name is Looney Tune.
Police consider him armed and dangerous.
K2 Shelby Slaughter joins us live in the Eastmoreland neighborhood where this happened. And Shelby, first question, and it's on everybody's mind right now, is that actually the suspect's name?
Is that really his name?
His full name is Looney John Franklin Tune.
Yes.
Okay.
Looney John Franklin Tune.
Yes, indeed. His name, they tell me, is indeed Looney Tune.
This just in.
If I can describe the mugshot a little bit, he reminds me of Steve-O, doesn't he?
He does kind of have a Steve-O from the Jackass franchise,
yes,
sort of like.
If you can picture Steve-O from Jackass, that's what this guy looks like.
He's got tattoos on his neck and things like that, yeah.
Well, and it just maybe we do point the finger squarely at his parents. We're just going to take this all the way back to this kid had to deal with being named Looney Tune.
And that probably had an effect on him.
That probably set him on the trajectory.
Yeah.
He was making bad choices in life.
Listen,
one more person makes
fun of my name and I'm going to snap.
Exactly. He's been probably acting out for a while.
Yeah.
Due to that. He's probably had to face some teasing.
Yeah. So, you know, again,
he probably has several nicknames.
Yeah.
Bugs.
Yeah. Maybe Bugs. Maybe it's Porky.
Wild Coyote.
Maybe the Roadrunner. Who knows?
Yeah.
But
all of them.
Again, his name kind of contradicts the whole predicting your profession sort of thing.
Or did it really set him on the path?
Maybe it did.
Maybe it did.
And that's why it's a setting the bar story. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without committing a crime, I mean, that could be period. But especially when you have a name like Looney Tune.
Maybe we drop the Looney and the Tune and we just go by John Franklin.
Then we could maybe start that.
Start a new path, Looney.
Then
go by John Franklin.
You're doing okay.
Oh, bless his heart.
There you go. That is your setting the bar story.